BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But the tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome again to another edition of the Boss Fest Podcast. How y'all doing today? I am Kevin.
And I'm Edwina.
And it is another Wednesday. Wednesday been Wednesday in today. I don't know what it is about this Wednesday, but it's definitely been Wednesday in.
Well, I hope everyone else is having a really good Wednesday.
Because our Wednesday just been Wednesday. But, oh man, I feel like I'm hoping that because of what this day is bringing, that it must mean there got to be something great around the horizon, right? Don't they say, you know, when you're dealing with so much stuff, that there's typically something great going to happen in your life or something like that?
I don't think anything that bad happened to you today.
I don't think nothing bad happened, but you know, I just believe that today has been extra for no reason. Typically, there's reasons behind the extraness. It's just been no reason today. So we're gonna see what we do. But today, we got a special guest. They were supposed to join us last week for the show. Things happened, but we was able to get them back on the show for this week.
Remember, you got to let people announce themselves.
You told me okay. Not to introduce people no more because you hate the way I do it.
You don't be introducing them correctly. I don't want you to feel defeated or nothing, but I'm just saying sometimes you be making it not so exciting.
So I'm going to bring this lovely young lady to the stage and I'm going to let her introduce herself because I guess I don't be making them feel welcome enough.
Not like you don't be feeling making them feel welcome, but you be like, oh, you do bows. I'm going to introduce the person that y'all know who do bows. Here they go, the bow doer. And I'm like, what is that? Just let them introduce themselves.
Wow. That seemed like some pure BS. My intros be what? How would you do an intro then?
I'm not finna go through that. This is not a class. I am not in auditioning for you.
If you're gonna be critical of me, you should be able to.
Let the people introduce themselves. That's all I'm saying.
If you're gonna be critical, you should be able to show me what a good intro is, correct? I think it's only fair. You can't be critical and then say, well, I ain't gonna show you how to be better.
Crickets. Because we don't have no sound effect, crickets.
I got plenty of sound effects. I just ain't.
Well, play the cricket sound effect because I'm not doing that.
Without further ado, let me bring.
Welcome. If you can introduce yourself and let everyone know what you do, because Kevin is not allowed to do it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kevin, for trying. I appreciate it. But my name is Portia White. And I actually do a number of things, but I am the CEO and founder of Portia Lure Full Figure Fashion Shows, which will soon to be which is now a Portia Lure mentorship and events, because there will be other events that we'll be doing. Actually, we have one coming up. It's July. I'm sorry. First event is June 8th, June 8th is coming up. It's our 10th annual Full Figure Fashion Show. We also, under the organization, do grad pack events. We do it twice a year for college students, high school seniors or college students that are going off to college. Our next one will be July 19th. And it doesn't matter if you've been to another one before, we want you to come back because we're trying to grow in every aspect of that program. I am also an esthetician, but what I do mostly is make lashes. I do brow tinting. I do waxing. I am a nursing student. I will be graduating June 26th. So big ups to me. Finally finishing, but I'm going right back. So, but that's a little bit about me.
I mean, that's a lot. Like, I'm tired. Think about everything that you got going on.
It's an all-around hustler.
Yeah, I'm a mom. I'm a fiance.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, congratulations. I was going to say congratulations for nursing. So double congratulations.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Easy.
So I feel you with the Wednesday, because Wednesday has been Wednesdaying today. It really has. Yeah.
Normally Wednesday is the happy space and you get to podcast and vent, but I don't know. Every chance we think we get a break, something else happened on this day.
Right. Yeah. So true.
But look, it's a lot you have going on. And I want to say, I did not even know you did waxing and stuff.
I've been an esthetician, maybe 2018? I think, yeah, 2018. Yeah. So the thing is, once I started trying to focus on, because I have a home care agency. Oh, I forgot about it. So I have a home care agency as well. And I started that, and I just really been focusing on the medical aspect of what, because that's what I like to do. I love healthcare. I love caring for people. So that's what I really been focusing on. So I haven't really been focusing on the other things that I do. So I still do lashes, but I just do my regulars. I haven't, I don't promote or anything like that. But once I get everything in order, how I need it, how I want it to be, then I'll start back promoting all the services that I offer.
So the main thing you do is the home health care.
So I have a home care agency. That's what I have. It's Heavenly Hands Companion and Home Care Services.
Okay. So do you take care of the older people or somebody else?
I send people out to care for them.
I'm talking about sending people out.
Yeah, it's a blessing because when I first started, yeah, I did do it. And even sometimes I still do now, like if somebody call out or something like that. So, yeah, I still have to do. I've had to leave class before to go care for a patient. So, yeah.
So your agency allows us to not put our elderly people in homes.
Do not. Listen, do not do it. Do not do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't put him in no nursing. No, do not put him in no nursing
home already.
Don't put Kevin in no nursing home. Don't do it.
Oh, I'm going. I'm volunteering
myself.
Don't even
talk about him, but y'all know he's going.
I'm going.
Don't do it. Cause I'm not gonna say they don't care for them, but sometimes it's hard to. They get 20, 25, maybe even 30 patients to care for. And how can you properly care for each of those patients? So not saying that some places don't have good care, but sometimes it's hard to. You can't do it. So yeah, definitely home care is definitely the best thing to do.
I mean, that's good to know. And I'm glad. So like when we make it through this, put all your links in the comments.
I will.
So people
sure.
know how to for book, sure. how to find you. We are at the age, I'm not going to tell my age, but we are of the age where we right. have older parents and stuff. So mm-hmm. I think a lot of us need that.
Yes, definitely.
I'm still young, Howard.
Whatever. I'm ready for my home.
Your nursing home? You ready? Because we could go tomorrow. Could go tomorrow.
Don't do it like that.
Ready to go in my room and just be randomly screaming. I ain't got to be dealing with
it.
Let me go deal with these people.
You ever walked into
me.
One of them places and smelled it? Like when you just.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know what? I'm ready to go be funky. I'm just saying.
You say that now. You like too many
no
snacks.
Better.
And I done seen some TikTok videos where them people don't be getting fed.
What, they don't be getting their snacks?
They don't be getting their snacks.
I can't do it then. I love my snacks.
I mean, they have some good ones, but then they got some bad ones too. So I just don't, I wouldn't even take my chances to do it. So, nah.
Gotcha.
Nah.
Well, I am already learning so much. So we've been to like the college events.
Mm-hmm.
because we have a college student. And look, shout out to you for that, because I want to say, like, we just got our bill for next semester. Just pray for
I already us. Understand. So that's the thing, the goal. So we're starting small, of course. You know, you got to start from the bottom or whatever. But the goal is to be able to throw a little, you know, throw them a little change, you know, sometimes when they, you know, money is low, or be able to offer scholarships. Like, that's the ultimate goal, is to be able to do things like that. But I love being able to. So what I do plan to do this particular time, and we missed it the last time that we, the last two times that we did it, it just slipped my mind. But I want to be able to keep, the first time that I did it, I kept in touch with the students, and we gave them shirts. And a lot of them, started wearing their shirts. The people started like, what that shirt mean? And at the time, I came out with the slogan, hashtag is coming. And it's trusting and believing that whatever it is that you're asking God for, that is on its way. So when I promoted it, the one particular student, he loved it. And like, he wore it a lot. Like, I think one of his posts went viral because I guess he made it personal. Or what his journey when he was in college or whatever. So maybe that's something I'll probably start back doing. Maybe that was my confirmation, but I kind of let it go because we did it. It was going good for a long time, but it was hashtag it's coming. That simple. And then it always was a conversation starter. That was the good thing about it, because people always ask, well, what that mean? I'd be like, trusting and believing that anything that you ask God for, that it's coming. Hello. So, yeah, that's probably something I probably start doing. But my goal is to continue to keep in touch with them. You know, be kind of like a resource, you know, because we have a few people that have access to scholarships, or they're able to help with scholarships. A young lady, our last event, she gave them kind of a rundown of the services that she offers to college students. But she was helping students get $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, maybe $50,000 worth of scholarship money. She did charge to do that, of course, but she was getting them a nice amount of money where they didn't have to clock in nowhere while they're going to school. So
look, I'm gonna ask you offline for her information.
I sure will.
Baby.
I sure will. She's good. She's been doing it for a long time. Huh?
Ask her offline. We need to ask her online.
Her name is Katrina. I'll tag her, or I'll tag her, but she's been doing it for a long time. I just met her on social media, then I met her at an event, and that's what all I know she does. Like, she did it for herself, and I think she's doing it for her kids. Like, she does it, so she's good with it.
Yeah. I'll say in my household, like, freshman, I guess I should say really high school senior year, mm-hmm. our kid was very active in trying to find scholarships. Mm-hmm. Like, we're in school, and I guess we don't think we need to find them still. I don't know.
You do.
You know, mm-hmm. our parents got that check. So
right.
We still need help. Right.
Exactly.
And then exactly. I noticed too, like, when they're first going to college, there's a lot of different programs. There's a lot mm-hmm. of things in the community people want to give for, like,
right.
seniors as they go into college. But those that are actively in college, you know, so sophomore year and above, I don't really see a lot of programs for them. It's kind of like, y'all already made it, so we're not focused on you.
I'm gonna be honest. I think they don't have a lot of them, but there's still some. And I think people get discouraged and they just don't look for them. But like I said, Katrina, she taught me some stuff. So she'd definitely be a good point of contact, and prayerfully she'll be at the next event and she'll be able to give more information out with that. And we'll probably go live or something like that. Or maybe y'all can come. I mean, I don't know how we can do that, but she would be a good resource. I think her personally, I don't know anyone else really that does that well with the scholarships, but I'll definitely do some more research. But those are the type of resources we're wanting to offer the students. Yeah,
kudos to you guys for doing that, because not only thinking about the freshmen, but the long term, you know, college.
Yes, students. For sure. Yeah.
So that's amazing. Yeah. Now, I mean, so I know we're going to talk about the fashion show, but you said you had something also in July.
So July, that'll be the next Grad Pack event. So it's going to be July 19th. That'll be the next event. So I try to do it like July before they get ready to go to school. And then December when they come back home to visit, I try to do it like that. Yeah.
That is right before they get ready. I think I saw first day of school, August 18th.
Mm.
Yeah, we're not allowed to say August in our house because summer just started. So
I understand. We want them out.
But some my grocery start, bill is already feeling it.
Exactly. I understand.
So what was the motivation behind you want to get involved in like a grab badge or some type of event like that? What was the catalyst that just said, hey, this is what I wanted to get involved in?
So I think it was my son. He was telling me about this this student that one of his classmates, and that was he was telling me that the student was always sleeping in class and smelled and stuff like that. So I reached out to, I think it was Haines City High School that I reached out to. It was a school that I reached out to. And I was wondering, you know, did they have like a food pantry, stuff like that? Because at that particular time, my church was doing like, they would get stuff like from Publix and stuff like that. So what I was going to try to do is get some of the stuff and, you know, and try to start a little pantry. I actually reached out to UCF as well. Because I know someone that works at UCF, and I was asking like, what resources do y'all give? I don't know. I just felt like I wanted help. I don't know. But I asked her what resources. So, she was like, they were having some type of event where they had like, the students had an assignment to dress up like they're going to school for business. I'm going to a job interview. So I came to the event. They showed me they actually had like what they call like a closet, and they had like clothes in there that they can use, suits, dresses, stuff that they can go to an interview with. She showed me the food pantry, and then they also had a place for the toiletries and stuff. So I said, well, what about we bring that type of stuff? Cause that's in college. Mm-hmm. What if we bring that type of stuff here so we can kind of eliminate them having to go to those type of places? So it was just something where I just felt like I wanted to help, trying to find a way to help out people. But the crazy thing about it is, how about we don't get that much response? And I think a lot of people think that when they come for help or assistance, like, that means you don't got it. It has nothing to do with it. It's just extra. You know, I think people think, if I go to something like this, they're going to look at me different. Look at you like, what, you trying to take care of your business? Right. You know, like you're trying to take care of your kids. So that's what I really want people to understand. This is just something to help. It's not saying that you're not capable of caring for your kids. You're not capable of doing anything for them. It's just really just to help. That's it. And I really want it to grow bigger. My goal is to do 20 bags. My first goal was 50, but now we brought it down to 20. So if I could do 20, I would feel like I made a difference. And not saying that when we do like 5 or 7 that it doesn't, but it seems like, I don't know. I just want people to understand that it's more to it than just, it's not charity. It's just help. That's it.
I think that's a good point, or a good thing to point out, because I felt like your event was so much more than the basket itself, right?
Yeah.
Like when I took my daughter there, I was like, listen to what they're saying about the college experience. Because this mm-hmm. when she first went, it was before she went to college, and people were telling her, you know, make sure you experience everything and you go and become a part of clubs and you know, like, yes, you're away from home, but still be responsible. Right. So it was like advice from someone other than her parents. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of times they listen to that voice more than they mm-hmm. listen to the parent voice. So I really like appreciated that coming, you know, like that advice. So they got that. She also got contacts. She saw other people in the community mm-hmm. who are going off to school. And then in some, like, some events she's gone to, she's also seen, like, oh, you're going to BCU as well. So she sees that kid around campus. She knows that kid mm-hmm. goes, true. You know, lives in Polk County.
Right.
So she's even found, like, there's a girl that says lives 2 streets over from us. They go to BCU. So now okay. they come home and go to school together. But had they not met at a, you know, event similar to right. yours, they mm-hmm. wouldn't have known that they can rely on each
exactly.
other
to do
that. Yep. And yes, the basket does help. We're not a family that I'm going to say like we're in need.
I'm in need. I need okay. every bag.
I'm right there with you. Look, why not?
Like Jesus, some of the important things you try to pack what you think they need.
Mm-hmm.
But she's even had like a friend, you know, like maybe her roommate or whatever. One of them and the other one can say, girl, I got you. And it's not
right.
Like,
exactly.
And she's like, they go to the Dollar General. And mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of BCU parents. So y'all understand. They go to the Dollar General like it's the grocery store because it's the mm-hmm. only thing by them.
Yeah.
But if someone else close to them says, oh, you need washing detergent? I got that. I got this. Mm-hmm. So it really helps. And they become right. a community at school So it's not necessarily that you're helping, let's say, just your kid. You could be helping someone else in that dorm.
Very
so
true.
It all pays off. So I just wanted to say that. And as Kevin said, he needs help.
All of it.
All of it ain't a kid.
Ain't no shame.
For real. Look,
I just feel like we should do a commercial.
I will hold up
her.
My sign on the street saying, oh my God. Please donate supplies to my college student.
So this may be taboo, but one thing that I do feel like if I could give a suggestion that could go in the basket, especially for the girls, and Kevin gonna side eye me right now, so I'm not gonna look at him.
Say what I think you finna say.
You love hot ass girl.
Yes, I am gonna say.
I got you. Cause so I didn't want to, but I mean, what
so
can
I
do?
Was at a poke event and they were giving them out, and I don't know the name of this company because it's not like the normal one that I've seen at Walgreens or whatever. But they were giving them out, and I was like, oh, you know what? I'll take some.
What are they? What were they giving out?
They were giving out morning after pills.
Morning after pills.
So that people
can
follow the conversation. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, I'm going to take some. But anyway, so the RA ended up getting what we took to the school. Mm-hmm. And so now if a kid was in need, they can reach out to their RA. And she was able to say, I got it. So maybe it doesn't help that particular kid, but just knowing it was there.
It was a
girl from having to like come home from school because something else didn't happen that they wish didn't. So I'm just saying it's a conversation piece, and we got 4 years to go. So I'm gonna be that parent that says,
"It honestly is." I know y'all know plenty college students, whether male or female, come back sometimes because they have a child. Like
right,
they have to stop their education. Mm-hmm. So thank you. That's a good idea. Because I do have a resource that can offer those type of things. And even just like condoms.
Yes. Y'all don't judge me because like my doctor's office, they had a basket and I just steal
just
the basket.
Got them.
I just steal the basket and drop it off. Because I'm like, whether it helps my child or help somebody else, it's helping. And
definitely.
Our goal is to make it through school. So
exactly.
Whoever we can help, I'm with it.
Exactly. It's all right, Kevin. I get it. I understand. I promise you I understand.
So I just want to highlight this comment. So this says someone at Haines City High School is looking to do a food pantry next year and could use some help. So I guess I would probably need more information, but I'm sure that comment is for you. Mm-hmm. I feel like Haines City High School need a lot of help. But
they need a whole heap of help. They do.
Yes.
They do. Real bad.
I'm glad you with me. So I'm like,
yeah, because when I contacted them, they told me what the services that they offer, which was decent or whatever, but this is something they need every single day. And even in the summer, they need it more in the summer.
Oh wow.
Because some kids don't eat unless they go to school.
And you know? I've heard at Haines City, I've heard incidents because there's so many kids that they don't even make it through like the lunch period. But anyway, I digress because I go on Haines City, like I go down a little tangent.
I get it. Trauma. Yeah.
You said it's trauma.
Yeah, it's trauma. I see your trauma.
We done made it
in.
Too. We done made it. Made
trauma
it
don't.
We don't. Yeah. Trauma don't last always.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so Kenja, if you could inbox or give more details, that would be amazing. So anyway, so the fashion show.
Yes, the fashion.
Are you ready?
Anonymously. Yes, I am ready. I'm ready. Okay, so y'all know we're putting an event because I can only imagine how.
Yeah.
So it's a lot, but I can honestly say at the end of the day, I enjoy it. I enjoy the people that come. I enjoy working with the ladies. I enjoy just watching everyone enjoy themselves. Like I really the preparation is always tough. I honestly can say it's probably not one year that something has happened, whether someone canceled or people didn't show up, whatever the case may be. I mean, nobody knows, of course, but it's tough. It is very tough, but I am thankful because, girl, it's been 10 years. I would listen. I promise you. I know I said this last time, but I would have never thought. I honestly, at year 5, it was called the finale. You know why?
Because
I was going to be done. It was called the finale. They would tell you, like, a lot of people came because they was like, oh, this is going to be her last one. And then I got up and I was like, because the whole time they like, man, you need to continue to do it. You need to continue to do it. And I was like, I don't know. But by the end of the show, I made an announcement and said I was going to continue to do it. So okay. It's been tough. But I think that I can say over the years, working with different people, I kind of lost sight of what my vision was at the beginning. And it was always to, I always say, mute, motivate, uplift, transform, and empower. That's what I love. That's what I want to do in anything that I do. But a lot of people that join the organization, they think it's all about how big your butt is, how good you can twist in the clothes. It's not about that. It's about women empowerment. And it's empowering your sister. You know, a lot of people just want to, you know, come in for the fashion show. But it's once they come in, they see that it's something totally different. We pray all through. I'm always talking about God because I know that's the only way I'm sustaining. I'm telling you. So I make that very well known. And just let them know it's not all about the body. You can be fully covered and still look sexy, like, you know. So that's something I always try to encourage them with, that because we've had plenty girls come in and think that naked is sexy. It's not all. You don't have to do that,
right?
So been doing a lot of empowerment lately. So
we had the pleasure of interviewing you and some of the models a few weeks back, and what I want to say is you ladies seem like sisters, like just family. And with 10 years of working with, I know all of them weren't there from like the very beginning, but when you guys are together, it almost seems like it. So I know the last show that we had, some people said this was it. Did everyone agree that they're going to continue? And then how does everyone else feel about this 10 year?
So the thing is, I don't think they'll ever stop fully. I think I'm going to call them the alumni because I do want to continue. But this year we didn't do any teams. We didn't do any teams this year. I would probably like to get those teams, build them up, and continue the legacy. Or I might do a whole team show instead of just doing Full Figure Models. Because again, it's the mentorship and events. I don't want to just be focused on the full figure as much this time. Yeah.
So now you're evolving. Essentially pass the whole thing.
I want to add to that because full figure never goes out of style, because a lot of people like, I'm gonna just say local, they're more interested because they're full figure models, because you can see a standard size model on the TV, you can see them anywhere, but full figure, just like they stand out more because they seem more confident. I don't know what it is about the full figure woman. It's just, I don't know.
You just in love with the full figure.
Yeah, I just like, we need the curves. You don't got to be a pencil.
So I feel like the standing out is all about that person's confidence, I guess.
Exactly.
The models that you have are definitely very confident, because we were talking about like style and that kind of stuff. And I was like, they just be bringing it.
But you won't believe they didn't start out like that. That's the thing about it. That's the beauty of it. Like, these women, plenty of them, they can tell you they came in, I know for sure, low self-esteem, because they're looking at them being full figure. Oh, nobody ain't going to want me to be. Let me give you an example. We just what was that? Last week, we just did, it was a small segment in an event at a church. And one of the models saw a designer that she auditioned to be in that designer's clothing for their show some years ago, right? And that designer, she told me, she was like, oh my God, I see that designer. And I was like, hey, what's up? She was like, well, that designer kicked me out of her show. And I said, why? Because you definitely can walk. She was like, she said I was too big for the clothing that she had. Right. So that lets you know, like, everybody looks for a particular size. I don't look for no particular size. I try to build you up confidently, because that size don't mean nothing. That size means nothing. So yeah, that's what I try to build up. And that's why I want to make sure, I want to go back to the drawing board to make sure people are aware this is what we're here for. We're trying to motivate and uplift and empower the next woman. It has nothing to do with anything else.
No, I'm going to say our young girls need that because, yeah, you know, we're competing with a lot out here in these streets. These
social media.
Yes, they need the empowerment and the uplifting. And I know I still have a teen, but mm-hmm. when they get in like new teen, you know, years, and girls can just not be friendly sometimes. And
they call it a mean girl or something.
Yeah. So,
girls. Yeah. Women are sometimes. Well, y'all don't ever grow out of that, but.
Wow.
So women can also be ruthless, but having a place where they can be empowered and someone says, sis, you're doing like that is needed. That is needed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess Kevin is right. Women can be mean.
They can. And I guess, I don't know, I guess God must have blessed me with some patience or something, because just imagine, because we usually have 20 girls. I think this year we only have 16. But every year we usually have 20 girls. So just imagine being able to get along with 20 different personalities. Like, that's a task in itself. That's really a task in itself. Just think.
That's why let me go home and breathe, because y'all don't work my nerves.
I be telling them, hey, listen, y'all gotta let me calm my nerves for a minute. But I think I've done it long enough. I know how to, what they say, bridle your tongue. I know how to change the conversation. I just know how to divert things to make it, you know, everybody, you know, get along. But if they have any issues there, I tell them, y'all come to me. Don't go to the person, because we don't want no problem. We don't want no drama. So we haven't had any really no issues with that. So thankfully.
That's really good. And if everyone is, I guess, approaching a situation with an open mind and trying to be catty, a lot of times you can work through things through understanding. Mm-hmm. A lot of times
definitely
misunderstanding here or there, unless you're intentionally trying to be a mean girl, then that's
right.
All right, so I'm going to take a step back real quick, because you brought up an interesting point. You said at year five, that was the call, the finale. And what was going on at that period where you felt like, you know what, I don't really want to do this no more, or maybe this isn't producing the results that I thought it would produce?
I think a lot of it is, for one, when you do stuff, which I'm sure y'all know, you have to have a team. And I'm the type of person that... it's hard for me to delegate, because, you know, a lot of times people don't have that same vision. They don't have that same passion. Sometimes people just be busy, you know, and I really didn't have much of a team. And so let's just add that, plus life be lifing, because, again, I am a mother at the time, a single mother. So that and I think I was in school. At that time, I had lost my grandparents, both of them. I was caring for them at home, hence my home care agency. Mm-hmm. And it just was a lot. It just was a lot going on. And then again, too, I think at that point, because every year I get new people, and I think a lot of times, I mean, at that point, people were starting to kind of lose sight, and it made me feel like I done played my course. I done did this for 5 years. It's time to move on to do something else. You know, y'all must not really want to do this, because y'all know what my vision is. So if you wanted to stay with me, you got to work the vision. Y'all can't just go off and do what you want to do or whatever. So I think I was at that point, and It's just too many things going on. And I was just like, let me get rid of this and let me focus on Portia. But I prayed about it. And just a lot of people was very supportive. After that, I did get a few people to assist. So things changed up a little bit. But it just was a lot going on. It was too much. I felt it was too much at that time for me to handle. So I wanted to just be like, you know, I did it for 5 years. That's enough. And I was good. But like I said, I prayed about it. And most of the girls was like, you know, let's do this. We ain't finna stop this. Like, we want to keep going. And I just made the announcement that I was going to keep doing it. So, yeah.
Okay. So was it that people saw the struggle or saw that, you know, it was starting to take a toll and stepped up? Or was it that you found a way to ask for support where it didn't seem like you was begging somebody? Because I struggle with that sometimes.
And I think that I still struggle with that. And it's because, listen, people be laying you down. You know what I'm saying? People, they're just like I said, they're not as passionate as you are about some stuff sometimes. So I tend to just do stuff myself. And then I burn myself out, you know, and then I'm not able to give my 100% when it comes to doing certain stuff. But I think people noticed how serious I was, how dedicated I was, how I was putting in work, you know what I'm saying? Trying to do it. And I think I just had people that was just like, you know what, Portia, if you need me, I can help. And then I think I did get a little bit better with asking. Because my mom always tells me that, just ask. All they can say is what? No. That's all they can say. So I think
that's a terrible feeling. I don't know who came up with that.
It is, but.
So I think it's like a fine line, right? Because when you ask, all they can say is no. But I think where you start feeling the thing is when they say yes. And now you got to go back and say what you said. Then it starts to feel like, now am I begging you to do it? So it's a fine line in between there. And I think that's where you guys are meeting in the
true.
I think I'm definitely, we've seen both ways, but yeah.
No, I was just going to say, I'm definitely not the type to come in and check in. I'm the type that I'm going to give you all the details that I need. If you have any questions, let me know. But I've done better, of course, but I'm not the type to say, oh, you good? You got everything? Because I think you should be, if I'm telling you, okay, I need ABC done. If you can't get ABC done, come and tell me. Don't wait till it's the day. You know what I'm saying? And then you be like, oh man, I ain't get ABC done. Why you didn't say nothing? You know, that type of thing. I don't know. I'm working on it.
So it's like you speaking our language right now. So that's why I'm like,
speaking her language, because she be saying I be letting her down.
Oh. So
I wasn't talking about you, but look.
Don't take that shit.
Right. But so I have an issue with checking in too much. So we're like the opposite. Mm-hmm.
So
I don't feel like you're gonna do it. So
see, that's I don't have time to do that, because if I could check on you 50 times, I could do it myself. So that's why I don't do it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't. Not saying I might check one or two, but to continue, I can't do it because I'm going ahead and do it myself.
And that's the part where I'm like, I'm working on, because like in my 9-to-5 job, like I have to check on my employees. Like, hey, do you understand? You tell me you understand. Okay. So next thing I'm checking on is why it's not done, because I told you.
Right.
But now exactly. My personal business, I'm like, hey, did you need help? No, you got it. Okay. It's almost due. Mm-hmm. Okay. We need it. And it's because I realize that these people are volunteers. So I'm trying to be mindful that everyone else, you know, like you have to give them your time. But you're at so what true. Point is it like, hey, now we got to get rolling, because I could have just done this myself.
Right.
And then when you do everything yourself, you look around and that's like, you feel exhausted and like, stop, because I'm only one person.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess a catch 22 almost.
Kind of. Yeah. It really is.
But go ahead, Squeaky Wheel. What you was going to say?
I ain't got nothing to say. I'm squeaking over here. It is what it is.
But so like you said, events are definitely hard. And I saw a post. So you tell me, like, you still have vendor spots available?
Yes, we still have vendor spots. We still have tickets available. I want it to be sold out. That's my goal this year, to celebrate year 10. I want every seat to be full. Every vendor spot. We usually do have every vendor spot. I don't know what's going on this year. But yeah, I want every vendor spot, which will be at least 20 vendor spots to be filled up, and at least 300 seats, 250, 300 seats. That's the goal this year. I do know a lot of times people get stuff, you know, last minute, you know, which is cool. I understand. But that's the ultimate goal, is to have this year sold out and everything go as planned. I mean, another thing about an event, you know, when you plan stuff get canceled. And we did have something big that I wanted to do just get canceled. What today's mm-hmm. Wednesday? Yesterday. So you got to roll with the punches. So
yes.
To find, you know, a replacement. But, you know, it's going to be a good show. Definitely going to be a good show. But you know how when you playing stuff and it don't go right, you just, you know.
Yes.
But.
Oh, that be a day.
We're like, literally like a dealing Wednesday. With that today.
Mm.
Like,
yes, we. At yeah. least it's hitting us early. So.
It hit us early so we can pivot a lot early and figure gotcha. Out the play.
Yeah.
We definitely understand yeah. that.
But yeah. yes. So I always say, give me new problems. Because as we grow, I'm like, okay, we already been through this. We know how to handle right. this. I need a new right. problem. That means we're elevating beyond this. And mm-hmm. every time I know, so now I've kind of conditioned myself. Because I know when I first started, I would get really down when something would mm-hmm. come and like not go exactly. the way it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. It would like really discourage me. And now I'm like, okay, that's just a problem. I
right.
need to go through plan A, B, C, and let's keep on rolling. So I do a lot better with it, but I now know it's always going to be an issue regardless.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. Just got to know, like you said, to pivot. Got to know, got to have that. Sometimes the plan B, C, D, E, and F. sometimes. So, all of them. Yeah.
Call on the resources. And I know as you get down to the wires, like this upcoming week is your ticket week. I like to yep, call it.
That's why I've been pushing. Yeah, definitely been pushing.
You know how we are.
Yeah.
We buy and like, so people gonna get their check on Friday. So will tickets be sold at the door?
The only tickets that will be sold at the door is general admission. VIP will not be sold at the door.
But are there still VIP tickets right now?
There are still VIP tickets. That's another reason why we still have VIP tickets. We had an organization that were coming that I set some tickets aside for them, but they're not no longer able to come for that amount of people. So yes, we okay. do have some VIP tickets still available.
Look, that's breaking news, y'all. Y'all better grab those tickets. Get
front row seats. Get your beverage ticket. You get your goodie bag. Get them.
And everybody around here know if they go into an event, they got to go VIP. I done heard that so many yeah. times. Oh, if VIP not available, I can't come because I only right. do VIP. So y'all better get the VIP ticket.
Yeah.
Get the VIP ticket, them people who say,
why is you over there making a face?
Because them people there, boy, Jesus. you ain't got no more VIP left. It's the day before the event. What is you talking about?
Oh, that's what I. But why did, listen? Do y'all keep y'all phone the day of the event? Because I always get messages. How do I get a ticket?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Do you have any more of these tickets? Why the day of the event?
Yes.
When I'm setting stuff up, like it never.
So last year was my first year, and shout out to my assistant. She took my phone. So because the year before, that's like I was getting a lot of that,
mm-hmm.
and it was almost like people. I felt like were getting mad at me because I'm like, no, I don't have time for this. Like I can't figure
right.
out a ticket. If it's closed on a website, then we were selling tickets at the door. So it's like mm-hmm. the only general admission was at the door.
Yeah.
You got to come check it out. But people were like, oh, I don't understand. You know, like it just felt like an attitude. I was like,
I get it. Yeah, it'd be a yeah. lot, but you know, it's
so now I don't hold my phone because I'm like, when you're in event time, it's like you got to be in a certain mindset, like,
right?
In a mood. So I don't let that stress me. And I think last year, not having my phone felt way different.
Not
so,
bad.
I'm going to continue that whole move.
I bet, yeah.
I think last year was the first year you was actually able to sit down and actually enjoy.
Yeah, I had never
event.
Actually seen a Boss Fest before last year, but I was really excited.
They make me now because I'd be doing everything else. They'd be like, go sit down. They have a seat and everything ready for me to go sit down because I'll be doing everything. Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad that they definitely do that. So shout out to the models because me watching it, I saw so many things. I was like, oh, if I did this and I did this.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you hear about it and try to incorporate it, it's different than when you see it as yeah. someone in the audience. You could be like,
true.
Oh, I like that I did that.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they make you watch
it. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah,
but well, y'all are doing some amazing things. So you have Jason and you have yeah. Jasmar.
Right. So if you see the theme of the show is reunion. So I called it the reunion because we're bringing back old scenes and old scenes, past models and past people that were entertainers. So we have Jasmar. She's done it before, but she's doing the red carpet interview. Of course, Jason, he's done pretty much every show other than Lakia. She was Lakia Johnson. She was also one of the Lakia and Ziggy also hosted the show. But Ziggy will be in the show this year. Let me see. We have entertainment from the past that we've done before. We have models that was in it years ago that's coming back. And we have scenes, we have like two different scenes from previous years that we're going to bring back. So it's like the reunion. And I was trying to, my goal was to invite a lot of sororities and fraternities, because you know, when they have their sorority fraternity reunion, you know, they turn up, they do their little businesses and stuff like that. So we have a few coming, but we'll see. I definitely want to get more.
I don't know why, like, I was in deep thought, like, I knew.
Listen, I did that. Got kicked out of school a long time ago. In
oh,
my school,
Lord.
You know what?
Didn't even have
I think it's
man.
Always a great pause for a good story. When I met Kevin, said he was part of a fraternity.
Oh, here we go.
The fraternity colors was purple and gold.
No, it wasn't. It was green and gold.
Whatever. But they was dogs.
Stop. We done talked about this before.
Listen, but everybody haven't heard it. So
I'm going to
tell y'all is whatever it was, it made me think. I want preface on the think. That he was a Q, right? He had some boots, and I was like, I think the boots was gold. I was like, oh, shit, that might be a little Q, you know, okay. Ask him what the name of his fraternity actually
is. What is called, Kevin?
We're not doing this, man.
I think they are only in Upper Iowa University. Y'all find wherever that's at. I got played. I just want everybody to know that I have
been played. Ooh, Kevin. That's so wrong.
So we both got played.
No,
so
we didn't both get played.
No, so like my parents went to college, but they didn't really talk about like college life or HBCU life, like how it is in Florida for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I didn't really understand it until after I got kicked out of college.
Mm-hmm.
The HBU college experience, the Divine Nine and all that stuff. I didn't even know the names of the organizations.
Right.
The only thing I had was a memory from my uncle.
You pledged somewhere and you didn't know the name.
My uncle did not give me enough information. He said, you're going to be a dog when you grow up. Boy, I see it in you, boy. You're going to be a dog.
Oh, Lord.
Somebody said, that's a fraternity in college. I said, okay, I'm going to be a dog.
He is really trying to get y'all on his side.
Listen,
right?
I was deceived. They had a dog symbol or emblem or something.
So you thought you was going to be a dog.
But if you would like his fraternity to be at
all one of me,
it's like three of y'all.
Where?
Come on, y'all got a dance.
Iowa University.
No,
they do. They got a dance.
No, we don't. No, we don't. I don't got no more boots. I don't even got a jacket no more. I don't got nothing.
That's because he is embarrassed.
Wow.
But you pledge. You are a part of that for life. You are, I don't even know if you should, you are a puppy for life.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm not going to say no. No dog. What is the name of your fraternity?
It was called Alpha Nu Omega.
That's the face that you got to make when you
see that. Stop that. That's why we're trying to have this conversation today.
I just wanted to say.
Why are we having this conversation today? Come on.
The point is, you have connections, and you could call your connections and get some more fraternity. Yeah. That was
the point. You got some connections. Listen,
we're not.
Y'all
can
even, you know, like,
you know what?
Okay, never mind.
I'm gonna shut the show down. It down.
Okay.
Thank you for that story.
I don't get a break, man. Golly, I don't get no
break.
But
if anyone is watching this, whether y'all catch the replay or you're watching live, if you are part of the Divine Nine, definitely come out.
Yes,
because when they get in the room, they definitely show out.
Yeah.
Being around, because I went to a PWI, but seeing the HBCU life and whether, you know, you're part of the Divine Nine or like in a PWI or HBCU, it's definitely a part of our culture that when they get together, it really lights up a room and it makes you want to be a part. So I'm gonna say, man, y'all come out.
Come on
to the fashion show. Show your support and, you know, rep your organization.
Exactly. So I did put a post. I know a few people was reaching out to me asking about what the attire is, and it's honestly HBCU. It's fun. It's college. It's wear your tennis skirts, wear your sweaters with your name, Spellman. You know, it's just fun and cute.
Yeah. Look, and now y'all know the dress code. So if we have some rattlers on here, we are team Cookman over here.
Hell, Wildcats.
Yes. Yeah. What do you call it?
Who let the dogs out? So now everybody is going to reference that when they see sir.
Everybody going to forget, and let's continue to
I'm remember. Forget it.
Oh, I don't think you can go forget, but you know.
Okay.
Just own that. That's the part of who you are now.
It's something that happened in life. That like anything.
That happened, there's something that happened in life.
I didn't have all the correct information, and I made a bad business choice.
What it you should say life. To all the young kids out there is understand what you're becoming a part of. Before definitely. You join an organization, do some history. Like, do some like check up on it.
You know what?
Make sure it's not a poodle and it's really, they, listen,
you know what? They told me the information in all the chants. I didn't pay attention to it.
They told you the information.
Yeah, man, because, you know, we be screaming our stuff like, hey, new Q92. Like, y'all started in 92? It is 2000. Wait a minute. My. See, they gave us the information in the chants, but I didn't pay attention.
So you just make yourself look worse. So the point
leave it alone. Just drop it, kid.
When you do your research, then follow up and don't follow anybody in college, y'all.
Yeah. It was nothing else up there except for that and corn. So we had to do something. I'm riding with my bros, all 12 of us.
I thought it was 3 of y'all.
Some people that stayed up there in Iowa.
Back to the fashion
show. What up? Back to the fashion show.
Yeah.
So we have Jazmar with a Jazzy Bennett.
Jazzy Conversations?
Yes. Yes. And then we have Jason actually inside hosting.
Correct.
So you have some heavy hitters that are going to be like hosting inside and outside. So that is awesome. I've been a part and I've loved the breaks. Like when we went to the fashion show where we were able to take pictures and you had like the photo booths outside. I thought that was amazing. And I thought, like, when you went to a fashion show, you were supposed to dress like a gala, like, you know, like fancy. But I love that there's different themes because I'm learning.
Right. I did that because I wanted to keep it fun, you know, because I haven't been, they'll call it something different, but they dress the same. So I wanted to do something different where every year is going to be an extra, a different dress code. So they make it fun, make it different every year.
That does make it, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got, talk about Jason and Jazmar. You got DJ Secret, right?
DJ Secret. So yeah, Secret. So I had DJ King and I had DJ I can't remember his name last year. Reggie.
Okay.
Yeah, DJ Reggie. He did good last year. Yeah, DJ I think it was last year. Yeah. He's good. Yeah, his name is DJ Reggie. Yeah, he's good. When we went back to the drawing board, we was like, which DJ did well with Jason? Because you know that make a difference. Who your host and who your DJ is, how they mesh together. Because you know Jason, he going to say something funny, and then you got to have somebody that's going to be quick with it and be like, oh, let me play this. You know, let me do this. So, yeah, I just was trying to find the ones that, you know, made the best impact in the shows, that kept the crowd hype and stuff like that. Jazmar has always been good, so I wanted to have her a part of the show as well. Yeah, that's pretty much how I selected it.
I don't even think people realize those small details when you're putting on a event that you have to think about. You got to go back and like either play it in your head or watch it and say, oh, this happened. And when they did this together, how the crowd went crazy. Right. This, and because you're trying to create those little moments.
Yes.
And those things make a big difference.
Exactly. So,
I don't think people really understand all that goes into it when you're thinking about that.
Yeah, it came with experience. So
you got that. Shout out your makeup artists, your brands. That's helping bring this to life?
So we got Marquita Nicole. She's been like, that's my ride or die. Because I started doing the fashion show back in the Armory, Haines City Armory. It's the military armory. It was a real big building, but they didn't have no good AC back there when we did makeup. Marquita, Yes, we have an arm. We have a I think it's National Guard. Yeah, we have armory. We got an armory, Kevin. But yeah, we have an armory, and that's where I started. I think I had maybe 3 shows there, and then I went to Lake Eva. But at the armory, Marquita, that was probably year 2, 3. Marquita was there with me in the heat. I think one of the makeup artists left. Marquita ended up doing all of the girls' makeup. Like, she's been with me every year doing something every year. So big ups to Marquita Nicole. And then we have
the makeup artist just left in the middle of what we supposed to do.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, wow. That's why I say it's always something. It's gonna be something
real.
Yeah. I don't remember even what happened. It's been that long ago. But Marquita always remind me, like, you remember that time? And I was like, yes, girl, I remember that time. So you really, you know, been sticking beside me or whatever. For that long time. So we have her. We have a young lady named Nisha. She's from Orlando. She does amazing makeup. I think she's done it with me for 2 years. We also have Sam. Sam is great. I think I worked with her for the first time last year. She does amazing. She's good. And we have, we've got Sam, Marquita, Nisha. Who's the fourth one? Y'all looking at me like, huh?
Yeah, I was like, wait, I don't know.
I can't remember my fourth makeup artist. Oh, I can't remember. Y'all can
I do some faces.
It's going to knock me off, but
okay, you go. You find out. We're going to wait for you. Because we don't want them to blast you and say you forgot about me. I think she might have already went to go find out.
She went to go find out and knocked off. When she get back on.
But, I mean, makeup is like a huge thing. So I'm like stuck on the fact that somebody walked out in the middle of like getting the faces together.
You see how somebody walked out. Listen, that's the things that come with business. You know, you think you got everything lined up and somebody like, I ain't gonna deal with this BS. So that piece.
Yeah, it's like always having to have that backup plan. And I don't know, I just think that one might have like knocked me out.
That if you try.
I didn't want to do it. I was taking too long. I didn't want to keep holding y'all. But listen, we have some amazing models. I mean, not amazing models. We do have amazing models, but we have amazing makeup artists.
So that way we don't leave anybody out.
Oh, definitely. Each of them have their own flyers, so I'll definitely do that as well. But yes, we do have some great makeup artists. We have four makeup artists for the 16 girls.
Yes, that I can see why you have 4. You have 6.
Yeah.
And I see in June 8th in the comments, so that must mean that y'all coming out. Come shout. And I hope, I mean, not that I'm trying to add to the show, but I just hope you shout out the Geminis, you know, somewhere in the show.
Anybody got time for them crazy mugs?
Gemini. Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This is Team Taurus. Sorry.
Oh, no. I just feel so much hate what's happening.
No, I'm Team Jesus. I ain't got no.
I just feel like Gemini's.
Jason gonna do it. He gonna,
you know how Jason is gonna do it.
Yeah,
we could appreciate that. Jason, if he don't do nothing else, he gonna shout out some random
stuff. He gonna do it.
Look, see, my Geminis are showing up in the chat. I appreciate it. Shout us out because it's our season.
My goodness.
Won't he do it? Listen, so before we wrap up, tell everyone how to follow you. So you have a ton of things going on, and I don't want us to miss any way to be able to support. So let us know how we should book, how we should follow, and more importantly, because the fashion show is coming up really quick, how they can go and purchase their tickets right now and not wait till Friday or Saturday, y'all.
Right. So you can follow me on social media, Portia White, also Heavily Hands, Companion in Home Care Services for my home care agency, and Tranquility Lash Bar and Spa for the waxing and the lash services. purchasing of tickets, I can go ahead and put the link in there. There is a link that you can purchase, I mean, that you can use to purchase. Or I also have paper tickets. You can reach out to me on social media and Messenger. I can meet you. That's no problem. Just an FYI, tickets will be sold at the door, but there will be no VIP tickets sold at the door. They will be sold in advance. I'm not sure how many we have, but I know that there was like 10 of them were freed up. So let's just say we have 10 VIP tickets, and our goal is to sell out. So if you are interested in coming to the show, please go ahead and get your tickets. Don't wait until the last minute. The chairs that we have out, those are the only ones we're going to be able to put out this year. I know last year we had to bring out some more chairs, but this is going to be it this time. So I really want you guys to come and support us and celebrate with us for the 10 years, which has been amazing. So if you have time, you don't have nothing to do on June 8th, Sunday, June 8th, the show will start at 6:30 p.m. Come see us. Come celebrate with us. Come have some fun. You don't have to worry about getting all dressed up. Dress comfortable. Dress casual. Just come out and have some fun and enjoy yourselves.
Look, and let me just say it one more time for the people in the back. She said, do not wait till the last second and do not reach out to her and ask her for any VIP tickets, because she just told y'all it's only 10. Act accordingly, y'all. All right, Kevin, close us out.
She said a good point, Kanaja. Oh, I'm sorry, I was reading the comment.
Okay, so she said we need those businesses listed on the minority-owned business guide. So if you guys own a business and you haven't listed your business on Butler Business Solutions website, understood. Please go do that. Kendra, if you will put the link in the comment so people can. So that's the makeup artist. I know you just listed some hosts out there. There'll be some, I guess, the wardrobe people. Right. Any of those people that don't have your business listed, definitely go list it there. This is just a listing of businesses in the local area so that we can go and support our minority-owned business.
Awesome. Okay.
Look. Get your tickets now, and she just put the link, y'all. So now you can click the link and get your business listed. I'm trying to put that. Oh, there you go. Get your tickets now, people. That's how
that's my you. Yeah, like now. That's how. How do I write anyway. In the chat? Can I write in the chat?
Yeah, go.
Oh, I see it. There you go. Got it.
She told me to close it out, but I'm just gonna keep here and we gonna keep chilling for some.
Oh, listen, I'm sorry.
We good. This is why it's our business. We can do how we want to do it.
Really? Oh, because you trying to make sure that she can post in the chat before you close it.
Yeah, because you provided me with instructions. Hey, go ahead and close before Kevin closes out. It's like, can you talk for 10 more minutes? I said, I guess we ain't closing.
I ain't talk for no 10 more minutes. But anyway, so drop the link. Kendra said it is free to join. With the Butler Business Solutions site so that you can register your business. So don't think you're about to pay a registration fee, a monthly fee. I think I've seen some people that do, monthly fee, a registration fee. I don't know, an upkeep fee. There's none of those fees. It's just really listing your business so people can support you.
Right.
Okay. So what happened, camera guy?
Sorry.
You didn't blame me for that?
It was me.
Wow.
I did blame him.
I'm sitting here with my hands to myself, and I got blamed for something. You know what? That's why we gotta close it out, because I ain't even do nothing. I'm getting blamed as well.
So y'all stay tuned to the comments. We are going to get all the links posted. Make sure y'all get y'all tickets. It is only 10 VIP tickets, so make sure to get them. Show up and show out. And Jason, if you are listening to the podcast, whether you're listening right now, you catch us later, we expect you to shout out them Geminis.
Jason, you do not have to be forced. You do not have to be forced to deal with that, sir. Say no to negativity, Jason. Say no to negativity.
Listen, we appreciate you joining us today. I know you're gonna post everything on the chat, but Kevin gonna start getting ridiculous. So
okay,
I'm gonna let him close us out, and y'all just stay tuned to the chat so we can get everything added so y'all can support our lovely local business.
So once again, thank y'all for joining us on the Boss Fest podcast. You know how you can follow us on Facebook at Boss Fest, Instagram Boss Fest 01. If you're listening in your car, you like to listen to your podcast while you're doing your long drive in the office. We are on all podcasting platforms. Look up the Boss Fest podcast to get the replays and the extra extras. We appreciate everything you do. Like, subscribe, share the content. This is the way we grow. We know we ain't one of those podcasts to do all that messy stuff. We talking business. We talking real stuff. So it isn't going to get the traction that sometimes those messy conversations get. But it is important that these messages get out, because we are building our brands and building our businesses to be better people and to have better lives moving forward. It isn't about, listen,
Boss Fest. You don't even know what you're going to say. You just saying anything.
I'm freestyling
right
this thing. We're going to go. We're going to run it. So Boss Fest, you know, it's that place that's designed for the 9-to-5er trying to find a side hustle. If y'all don't know, we're in a time, we're in a climate, we're in a period where, I saw you struggling. We're in a period now where the 9-to-5 check ain't always going to get you through. COVID showed us, hey, we all got to work on our side hustle. So definitely, definitely follow the content. And if you're trying to work on your brand, work on your side hustle, Boss Fest is the place to be. And with that being stated, I think we out.
Make sure you save the date for October 5th. We thank you for joining us. And get your ticket for the fashion show.
Get your ticket.
And we out this piece.
See y'all next
week. All right. Bye, y'all.
Thank you.